Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, January 22nd, 2014. Today we're talking about retail sales in America, the future of retail, especially big retail like Best Buy, Macy's, JCPenney's, etc. November and December, retail sales account for 20 to 40% of annual retail sales for most retailers in America. According to Zero Hedge, the number of visits to retail stores has dropped by 50% since 2010. This bodes ill for the supposed economic recovery and for the economy in general, because consumer spending accounts for 70% of gross domestic product here in America. Retailers like JCPenney, Best Buy, Sears, Radio Shack, and Barnes & Noble report low sales and profit results, along with lists of store closings. The question arises then, how can the government and mainstream media report an economic recovery when 70% of the economy is sinking? Again, according to Zero Hedge, the recovery does not exist for the 99%, only for the 1%. The appearance of a recovery is built upon money funneled by the Federal Reserve to the Wall Street banks, who then buy up millions of foreclosed homes, driving up home prices, and along with them, the stock market. The federal government employs millions of people and issues millions of EBT or food stamp cards. The economy of the country floats on an ocean of debt and federal assistance programs. My law office is adjacent to a large retail shopping center here in my city of Memphis, Tennessee, with anchor stores like Macy's and Dillard's. Often I eat lunch in the food court at the mall, and to get there, I walk through Macy's. I wonder many, many times about the store because of the low traffic and because of what it means to my city. The collapse in retail visitor counts is a strong warning that the American economy is about to face the reality that Americans are out of work and out of money. Again, according to Zero Hedge, there are 109,500 shopping centers in the United States. The shopping center industry directly employs over 12 million people in 2010 and directly generated another 5.6 million jobs in support industries. Macy's just announced the closing of five stores and firing of 2,500 employees. JCPenney just announced 33 stores were closing and 2,000 workers laid off. Announcements are forthcoming from Sears, Radio Shack, and many others. As the saying goes, the fastest growing retailer will soon be space available. Let's look at some reasons for all this. Number one, real median household income, that is, income relative to inflation, flatlined and went in reverse years ago. Each year after inflation, American families have less to spend, less this year than last year, and so forth. Retail spending has been built on $1.1 trillion of increase in consumer debt in the last few years and trillions in the extraction of home equity that no longer exists. The collapse in retail traffic is a logical reaction to the relentless assault on the middle class and their incomes from rising debt service, rising prices, and everything from gasoline to food. Gasoline has steadily increased over the last few years in price, but income has not kept pace. The consumerism of the last few decades has been fueled by debt and interest for the Wall Street bankers. As President Bush told us, if you want to help your country, go shopping. Couple all this with competition from Amazon and other online retailers, and it looks grim for the brick-and-mortar stores. We don't know the future for certain, but we can read the signs. It won't be long before Wall Street will be looking for another bailout, and the American people will be expected to line up for scraps from the king's table. That's the way I see it anyway. Wednesday, January 22nd. Till next time, folks, this is Daryl Castle. Thanks for listening.